At noon on a cloudless day, the sun beats down on the rooftop of a Coconut Grove hotel. Darren Golden walks me around rows of solar panels installed at angles on the white roof. Golden is a solar contractor, and these are perfect conditions for generating energy.
It's helping the hotel save thousands on their power bill every month. About 10 years ago, solar was probably going for $8 per watt installed. Residential prices have come down to about $3 per watt, and commercial prices have come down to about $2.50, which is a game changer.
So for something the size of this installation, we're talking somewhere near $250,000, which is a huge investment.
Certainly I've gotten into this industry because I believe and love clean energy, but when we sit down with our customers and try to compel them that this is a wise move to make, really it's a financial conversation, and we've come to view ourselves as selling a financial product. There's no question in the ability to return the investment, and of course you're adding property value.
Property value. Those are the key words for what's on the ballot right now. Florida property tax exemptions for renewable energy equipment amendment, aka Amendment 4. Stephen Smith is executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. He's also part of the political action committee that's financially backing the amendment. He says homeowners already get tax cuts when they install solar, but businesses don't.
A commercial property owner, if they add solar panels to the roof of their business, say they're a hardware store or a restaurant or a grocery store or something, that value would go up.
And when your property value goes up, your property taxes go up. So Amendment 4 prevents solar panels from being counted towards your property value.
And then there's another element, which is called the tangible personal property tax. And that really is a tax on equipment.
Think of it this way. You're a business and you have 10 computers and a copier and maybe a water cooler for people to gossip around. You have to pay taxes on this equipment. That's tangible personal property tax. So if you're a solar company trying to lease solar panels to people, you have to pay taxes on those solar panels, which means you can't offer as good a deal to your customer. Amendment 4 would do away with that.
Approximately 70% of the homeowners who have solar on their homes in the leading states have used the lease option for buying down those upfront costs.
Those states include California, Arizona, and Nevada. And Smith says this could be a big business in Florida, too. Hardly anyone opposes this amendment. A few people think it's government overreach, and Reverend Al Sharpton thinks tax cuts would mean less money for public services. But it's got support across the board, from the Christian Coalition to the Sierra Club, Broward County to Florida Power and Light. But there's another amendment, Amendment 1, that's going to be on the November election. And people have been confusing the two. And the difference is confusing, even to people supporting Amendment 4, like the solar contractor Darren Golden.
I'll meet people collecting signatures for getting these amendments on the ballot. And they'll tell me, well, we know that there's one that's pro, we know that there's one against. And I say, well, which one is this one? They say, oh, we would never collect signatures for the anti-solar amendment. This is the pro-solar amendment.
We have a full explanation of Amendment 1 on our website, WLRN.org. Screven Watson is with Consumers for Smart Solar, which backs Amendment 1. He explains the central and controversial issue at the heart of this other amendment.
And that is that people that don't choose solar shouldn't have to subsidize, you know, in some way, the people who do choose solar.
It's a question about who should pay for infrastructure like the power lines and power plants that everyone uses, even people with solar. People like Stephen Smith and Darren Golden don't support Amendment 1 because they say the legislature could use it to make solar more expensive. But people on both sides of both amendments are happy that the Sunshine State is talking about solar at all. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.